je vais not.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
More than any other thing, Lord, is
Lord. We worship Jesus. We proclaim Jesus. Magnificent. And we just say we yield ourselves to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We step in your we step in your power.
You,
bless us tonight as we spend time at your feet. Pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. So today I want us to we're dealing with number 7 type of prayers. I think I want to repeat this one. That is the authoritative prayers. And there's just, I think I did this last. What did we end last time? The 7? Ms. Giselle, what did we do last time?
I need to go back to my notes.
I thought we did authoritative prayers. We finished providential prayers already. We're doing about 7 authoritative prayers today. Amen.
The last class was on the beginning of August, right? The 3rd.
Yes.
I see 6 points. I don't have a title here, but I'm seeing like when 1, 2.
Three. Not sure that is it. We're studying on other providential prayers. Maybe I'm missing your notes with the Bible school, with the Saturday notes and Tuesday notes.
No, I saw August the 13th. Like, I have many points, like bringing back the glory, restoring you to the blessing dimension.
No, that is different. That's restoration. Is that restoration? Maybe restoration. That should be restorational prayers. Maybe that should be
like when we talk about recovering all stolen property. Is it the
that is inheritance? We did inheritance, number 3, number 4 is salvational prayers, number 5 is restorational prayers. Maybe we did number 5, maybe.
Let's see, yeah, because it's true that my notes are mixed up.
Okay, Ms. Blanche, can you follow your notes? Anyway, what? Is it restorational and resurrection?
Oh, yeah, I'm saying providential prayer, is it... Yeah, I'm sorry.
Providential prayer, that should be number 6.
Okay.
Did that also?
Yeah, I'm seeing that here. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. So today we did this, but 7 now, we should be authoritative prayers.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
So this is very important. God's kingdom is established through various authorities. God made even if you're doing spiritual warfare, talks about we wrestle against powers, against principalities, against rulers in high places. So there are various levels of authority. And in prayer and warfare, you need to know the place of authority in your prayer life. So today we're dealing with the 7th type of warfare prayer, which is called authoritative prayers. Authoritative prayers. Okay, so let's begin with Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24. Now, in this verse, Jesus gave us a different total mentality about prayers. In the Old Testament setup, this was almost impossible. So in Mark 11, if you are there, verse 22 to 24. Mark 11, 22 to 24. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. Have faith in God. And in verse 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, you see, there are two things there. The first thing Jesus said to us, to speak to things, speak to situations, speak to the mountain. Now, throughout the Old Testament setup, you have a problem, you call on God. You speak to God, you cry to God. But Jesus now is saying to us, you have a problem, speak to the mountain, speak to the situation. Command the mountain to leave. The difference is because in the Old Testament, they did not have the authority as indwelling in them. They did not have the authority, audacity to say, I command you. They also the Lord command you. In the New Testament, we are not praying in the place of servanthood. We are praying now in the position of sons of God and ambassadors. So Jesus said, you speak to the mountain, you address the situation, you command the situation. So, and he says, whatsoever you say, the second thing we see there is, he gave us now the power to speak, that our words will be fulfilled. Your desire is granted. So you see in that verse 24, therefore I say unto you that what things soever ye desire, that whatsoever means desire, and you pray and you declare, you shall have it. This is now serious. So the key word there is authoritative prayers, where you are no more praying, you are no more pleading. Okay, now, so Ms. Giselle, now that you are born again, the first prayer you pray to God is supplication. You plead for mercy, you ask God for forgiveness, you plead for your sins to be forgiven. After that, pleading is over. Okay, you see, this is where many believers now fail. You plead for mercy, you plead because you are guilty, you plead because you are helpless, you need Heavenly Father to help you, to forgive you. After that pleading, you are now a son, you now begin to act in your authority. So this needs to influence your mentality. When you now are a son, you say what you want. You say what you want. Now, I mean, you change the things around you by saying what you want. You don't cry because of what you see. You say what you want to say in the midst of crisis. So you are stepping in darkness. You are saying, let there be light. Okay? You are stepping in a chaotic situation and say, let there be peace. I mean, the wave is raging all around you and you say, let there be calm. You are speaking to the wind. You are speaking to the situation now. You are addressing the situation. You are not speaking to God. You are speaking to the situation. You are standing on behalf of God to speak on that situation. Amen.
Amen.
So I want all of us to exercise your authority. Speak to that situation. Turn things around. Okay. Let me give you a short testimony, okay? This one, maybe I shared with you before. There are some things that you need to just believe God. This woman, I think her name was Mary, got a case in court. She was guilty because she went to ask her debt to the person who owed her. She went to a person's house, and then the man did not talk well. They caught a fight at the fort in the person's house. Okay. So the person sued her to court for coming to beat him in his house. He is guilty. Okay. So, but now, so the case went to court. The man came to me and said, "Bishop, I don't know what to do. I'm guilty. I'm going to court. I need a miracle. Bishop, pray. What do you pray?" And then suddenly I got an inspiration. Because the person that got the case against her went to the police, get a police report. The police get a medical report from the hospital and put it in the file. So all that police report, medical report was in the file. That's basis now on the claim on amount. She's claiming, I think, 5 million saved from her. So I pray a simple prayer. I say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, let that case file, let the documents in the case file disappear." It looked funny. Okay. It looked very funny. Simple prayer. So she, you know, he went to court and they have a pile of cases. They call the first case, called, and then they call their own case, and they open call the file, and magistrates are opening. You cannot see nothing. and that's okay. Case dismissed. Case dismissed. Say, guys, wow. Go home and settle your matter. Case dismissed.
Wow.
Okay. Oh my God. So can you get the bonus to speak concerning your daughter's teacher? To speak concerning, you know. So you need to get the authority to speak. You don't cry. You get the authority to speak. You speak to situation. And your faith now stands still. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see another case in the Bible. Okay, that is Luke 16, verse 19. Here we see a very, very unique verse in the New Testament, Luke 16, 19. God be the glory. So these are the words of Jesus. Luke 16, 19. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Now, because Jesus said because Peter said to Christ, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Christ responded to Peter by saying, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." And in verse 19, Luke 16, 19, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Luke 16, 19.
No, it's not what I have.
Oh, sorry, Matthew, sorry. Oh my God. I keep saying Luke. Where did I get Luke in my mind? Matthew 16, 19. Sorry, please. Matthew 16, 19. Hallelujah. Are you there now?
Yes.
Yeah. Read for us, Miss Giselle, Matthew 16, 19.
Matthew 16, 19. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven."
So this is the first time human being can decide things in heaven and things on earth. That means, Miss Giselle, you'll be in your room, in the place. You know, Jesus said to me, "I cannot forget." He said, "Prayer is a place of negotiation." Just say, "I'm coming to prayers."
Prayer
is a place of negotiation.
It's a place of negotiation.
Can you just see yourself maybe kneeling down, you and Jesus? And you are negotiating concerning your children, concerning your daughter, your son, concerning the school choice, the friend choice, you are negotiating. And you are saying, I root this person out of my daughter's life. I take you out. I put a stumbling block between my daughter and this daughter. I build a wall that separates my daughter. You see, it's easy to focus on the problems and forget on you stepping in a spiritual battle to build some walls. Okay, so we don't just move by the feelings and by pursuing the problems. We go into a place of negotiation in prayer with authority and begin to build some walls and begin to root out some things, begin to plan some things. So I give you the keys, lock some doors, open some doors. Mm-hmm. So begin to negotiate with God. I close this door to my children. I close this door to my daughter. I open this door. I close this gate. I open this gate. I root this out. I bind. The word bind is restrict. I restrict this. I stop this, I prevent this, and I open this door. So we negotiate all these things in the place of prayer. You don't negotiate in fear. You don't negotiate with crying. You negotiate with authority. You're stepping there in the name of Jesus Christ. I close this door. Yes, I close this door in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I mean, you pray until you get assurance that it is done. Now, what do you do after that? You are not shaking with what happened because you're waiting for results. And you have, that's when now your faith now is active because you have done a spiritual work. You are now waiting for results. Yeah. So take your authority. Take your authority. I got a case in Cameroon. I think I shared this maybe before in the group. I don't know why with this group. The family of this young man came to me and said, our brother has been charmed by a girl. They have been living for 7 years. The girl does not want marriage, she doesn't want children. The man got a good job, but the girl doesn't want bride price, doesn't want the man to pay bride price, doesn't want to get officially married, and he doesn't want to be pregnant. Can you imagine? 7 years together. So they did everything to separate them, no way. I mean, the girl doesn't want marriage, she doesn't want children. And this is in Chico. So they've done everything, the man could not come to sense. So they came to me. I said, let's kneel down. I said, tonight, in the name of Jesus, I send forth the spirit of fight. I send forth the angel of confusion. I send forth the spirit of fight. Let them fight tonight and separate. In the morning, the family came to me, said, thank you, thank you, thank you. That night, I don't know what happened. The man got the girl well beaten and pushed all her things outside. That was it. So okay, that is serious. That's so. So can you take your authority, child of God? So get confidence in God. So Christ gave us saying, have faith in God and speak to this mountain. Be removed, be cast into the sea. And in Matthew 16, verse 18, I give you the keys of the kingdom, close some doors, open some doors. Hallelujah, Lord. Bind some things, lose some things. So we're stepping, we call that authoritative prayers. Authoritative prayers. Now, in Matthew 17, 19 and 20, help me please, Miss Blanche, you don't mind. Matthew 17, 19 and 20.
Matthew 17, 19 to 20. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will be moved. Nothing will be impossible for you.
So authoritative prayers is these prayers that you're stepping by faith to command things to move, to happen. So why can we not cast it out because of your unbelief? And I say to you, if you can say to this mountain, if you can command, no matter how little your faith is, if faith is faith is faith, just say, remove from here and be cast over there, will be done. So the key word is take authority and speak. Take authority and command. Take authority and pass judgment. Take authority and release. Take authority. You need to stand in your place as God in that situation and take authority. Yeah, whatever you want concerning your finances, concerning your job, concerning your change in your positioning, you need to speak. You need to change your office by faith. You take authority in that office. You dismiss managers, you appoint new managers.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. And make sure to appoint yourself. Okay, don't just appoint other managers that you've appointed yourself to. So take authority. So many believers don't see the glory of God in their life because they're praying supplicational prayers when they need to pray authoritative prayers. So they're pleading and they're pleading and they're pleading and they're pleading and they're pleading. You know? Yeah, that is ignorance. Okay. So you need to get authority. I got a case once in Maryland here. This man just came from Africa and joined the wife in US. And the wife, you know, American sister, the wife got up in the morning and it went to work by 6 a.m. But the woman cooked all the food and put in the fridge. I mean, everything. So the man was waiting for the wife to tell him what to eat. Okay. And was trying to call the wife. The wife number could not go through in the job. So the man was hungry from morning to about 2 p.m. So finally the wife calls, honey, how you doing? Says, since morning, I'm hungry. Say, why? Say, I don't know what to eat. Okay, just open the fridge. Everything is prepared. Dish what you want to dish and heat the microwave. The man had been used to sitting down, the wife would dish food and serve it on the table in Africa. When they came to US, was expecting for the same thing. Okay. The place, open the fridge, take whatever you want to eat and heat the microwave and take it yourself. So there are many believers that are starving while everything they need is in the fridge. They don't have the authority to dish out of the pot. We're not being trained to dish food in Africa like men. Okay. So sincerely, it's a taboo to say, man, go to pot and be the dish food in Africa. But here you have to save yourself. So now, child of God, so it's time to take authority and say, this belongs to me. I speak it forth, I command it. So don't begin to plead. If you see the way I pray, okay, I get up in the morning, I read my Bible, I read like 10 chapters this morning, and I begin to just thank the Lord. I thank you for my victory. I thank you for my peace, my joy, Jesus, my peace, my victory. I take that which belongs to me. I begin to put things in place that need to be there. Yeah, so stop crying and begin to create your world by the things you decide. Create your children by faith and don't be moved by what is happening around it. You settle the matter with God and allow God to take control. Okay, now, so let's go into detail. So we're dealing with authoritative prayer, okay? Authoritative prayers, don't forget. So this deals with giving command to situations. So authoritative prayers deals with giving commands to situations, to people for positive change. You give commands to situation and to people and things for positive change. So you command situations, you command people, you command things to change for positive change. It deals with releasing the power of God within you in the name of Jesus Christ to challenge and to destroy the works of the devil. So you release the power of God within you to challenge and to destroy the works of the devil. It deals with binding and loosing and decision making. It deals with binding and loosing and decision making. So you make decisions and pass your decree. You make decisions and pass your decree. Make decisions and pass your decree. Yes. Make decisions and pass your decree. You are decreeing a thing in the name of the Lord. Now, let's get a long passage. Okay. This is a long passage. It's Acts 13, verse 4 to verse 12. Acts 13, 4 to 12. It's a long passage. Let's just see an example here of how to use authoritative prayers, okay? Acts 13, verse 4 to 12 is a long passage. If you are there, let me know. Acts 13, 4 to 12. Okay. So it says, and so being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue, the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the isles of Pamphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar Jesus. Can you imagine a sorcerer who is a false prophet? Now in verse 7, and which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. What do you do when, the deputy has been depending on this sorcerer for all his life? A man now invited Paul and Barnabas to preach to him, and the sorcerer was trying to prevent it from happening. What do you do? So in verse 9, then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost and set his eyes on him. He set his eyes on the false prophet and the sorcerer and said, if you're dead, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, will thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and darkness, and he went about seeking to lead by the hand. And the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Wow. That settled it. So can you see yourself preaching and this social time to disturb, and you just speak a word? You are going to be blind for a season. And that is it. It's done. You must believe in who you are. You must believe in your authority. You must believe that your words are going to be confirmed. You must believe that you speak a word, God says it is done. So authoritative prayers is you getting the boldness and the faith to speak words and see them come to pass. So the destiny of your children is decided by your authority. They can be going up and down. You know that you have spoken the word, it is settled, they will end up being born again. Mm-hmm. You will end up being born again. They can run to and fro, they can go up and down, they can do mistakes, but they will end up submitting. Yeah, mm-hmm. Billy Graham was giving a testimony about his son, Frank Graham, now who is now the leader. That until 19 years, that young man was in the house of Billy Graham, refused to receive Christ. Okay, but Billy Graham wasn't worried. He know he has settled in with God, and the young man finally submitted to the word of God. So what do you do? You need to, like Paul did here, you sorcerer, be blind for a season, and that is it. So get that authority. In Acts chapter 9, please read for me, please, Miss Giselle. Acts 9, 32 to 35. Acts 9, 32. We're ending in a few minutes, okay? I know you guys are tired. Acts 9, 32 to 35.
Acts 9, 32
to 35.
And it came to pass as Peter passed through all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwell in Lydda. And there he found a certain man named
Annas,
which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Annas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately, and all that dwelt in Lydda and Sarum saw him and turned to the Lord.
So how long did Peter pray?
Less than 1 minute.
So Miss Blanche, how long did Peter pray?
I was a little bit distracted, Daddy.
Okay, read for us. That's Acts chapter 9, verse 32 to 35.
Okay, 22 to 35.
Yes.
After many days has gone by, there was a conspiracy.
No, Acts chapter 9, mm-hmm. 32 to 35.
Oh, 32, okay. As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who live in Lydda. Mm-hmm. There he found a man named Annas, who was paralyzed and had been bedridden for 8 years. Annas, Peter said to him, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your mat. Immediately, Annas got up. All those who live in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord.
I wanted to see how simple it is to see God move. It is not I was preaching to students, said the longer your prayer for a situation, the more doubt you developed. Mm-hmm. So, the longer you spend time praying for the same thing, the more doubt you developed. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jesus, can you just imagine Peter said, Annas, Jesus Christ make you well. Get up, fix your bed. That is it. He didn't say, oh, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, oh, God of compassion, oh, God, hear the cry of your children today. Oh, Messiah, now. Hey. Okay. So can you see the authority of Peter? Annas, rise up, make your bed, and go. Rise up, make your bed. So I want us to exercise this week. Exercise your authority. So this type of prayer, authoritative prayers, you speak in words to see the words become actions, to see the words performed. You see the words create. You see the words bring results. So you don't need to say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God of Abraham. You speak to situation, you command. One of the greatest miracles we saw in our church here is one Angela Fisher was diagnosed with terminal cancer. She was to die in 3 months. 3 months. She came to my office and said, are you the pastor? Yes. And I want you to serve in your church. I'm going to die in 3 months. She's a police officer and she got all the medical insurance, but they could not help. So she came and sat there and I did not pray for her. I said, she's about 60 years. I said, okay, let us plan for your 80th birthday. What did you say? Let us plan for your 80th birthday. Did he get me well? I'm here to die in 3 months. I said, I heard you well. I heard you well, ma'am. Let's plan for your 80th birthday. Let's plan where you will lodge. Plan for the catering, plan. And we sat down, walking, and she was crying. Walk it out. You know what? I did not pray for her to be healed of cancer. This is like 3-4 years now, perfectly restored. No more sickness, no cancer restored. So can you see the authority that is in you, that you manifest that authority by your feelings, by your actions, by your words. You speak that authority. Don't argue with your children. Don't argue with them. Just speak the word. Don't argue with them. You are not dealing with them. You are dealing with a spirit. Mm-hmm. So you are speaking to that spirit. I bind you. I lose you. I send you out. I took you out. I stop you. I separate this friendship. I confuse, you know. So you're putting stumbling blocks. You go into your authority. I'm not saying you should go and spend time all crying before God. Okay, that's what I'm saying here. You see, it is very simple. I don't know to explain this. Living in Christ is very simple and the best place to be. Because you know what, Ms. Giselle? Ms. Giselle, look at me, okay. Christ wants to empower you. He wants you to step out as extension of Jesus Christ. So let nothing frustrate you. I'm giving you a command today. Let nothing frustrate you. Amen. Let nothing cause you to cry. Amen. So those things that seem to frustrate you, you now turn to the Lord and send forth a word. You send a word. And you are speaking for that word. You are creating a situation by the words you speak. You are, you know, so we're going to see the next prayers, maybe the next prayer next week. But I wanted to see this. So Peter saw a man that has been on the bed for 8 years. He did not say, oh, every bone, get bone marrow, bone disease, heart disease, back disease. You know, being on the bed for 8 years, there is bed sores, and a lot of things are going wrong, the mind, the lungs, the mind, everything is been. Ernest, get up and make your bed. Everything restored. So I want you to see yourself stepping out today as maybe at the end of this class, enter your room and begin to take authority over some things and pass those decrees. Mm-hmm. Don't be shaken. Make some laws. Execute those laws and see God performing awesome things through you. The last verse today, please, Miss Blanche, please. You know, I don't know all your names, Miss Blanche. I know. Can I have your names?
Okay, I will change this one. I think I will put my real name.
Okay, I'll be grateful. I know Blanche. I know only Blanche Jaka. I don't know what that's called. I don't know.
My name is Ndasi Blanche.
Yes, I've seen that before somewhere. Ndasi, yes, I've seen that before.
It means.
So Ndasi is English name. No, Ndasi is is a name from Bakosi area.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I read it Bakosi.
No, but in West area, it means only God.
See only God. God.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you know, even the Bakosi, they relate to Chang people and Melong. So I think this is it's the same regions.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So Joshua chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. Only God. I like that. Authoritative prayers. Okay, let's see example of authoritative prayers in the Bible. So we can use this sample to do the same things. Joshua 10, 12 to 14. Help us, please, Miss Blanche.
Joshua 10, 12 to 14. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over Israel. Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, "Son, stand still over Gibeon, and you moon over the valley of Aijalon." So the sun stood still on the mount, and the mount stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemy. As it is written in the book of Jasher, the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and lay going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel.
Hallelujah. Okay, just to give you more information. Now read for me verse 13 again, please.
18.
13.
So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemy.
Is that verse 13?
Yes. Till the nation avenge itself on its enemies.
Continue.
As it is written in the book of Jesha.
You just end there. Now, underline the word, the book of Jesha. Where is that book? What book is that?
That's my question.
The book of Jesha. Where is that? What book is that? Okay. Now, the book of Jesha is a military record of Israel battles.
Okay.
So all the is a war account. So that's the book where all the battles of Israel, they put those history in the book of Jesha. Okay. That's what they used to train military all through in Israel. So all of their battles, they write the account of the war and how it happened, why they fought. So the book of Jesha is a military book. It's a record of their wars. Okay, don't forget that, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So all the record of all the wars they fought are written in the book of Jesha. Okay, so is that a book of the Bible? It's a historical account of the battles of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see here that, so let's say, okay, so Miss Giselle, how can you put this verse in your own life in practice? You see that Joshua had to control a situation. There was a real war going on, and the enemy was running away. There's a real war going on. The enemy was running, and they had not enough time to fight before night comes. And Joshua now got the faith to speak to the sun. Sun, stand still. God honored that. I mean, that is the greatest level of human faith exercise on earth. Well, we see even Isaiah had to make the sun to go backward. Okay. So but let's see, okay. So you need to learn to take authority and speak. If a man can control the sun and the moon, he can control even a human being's action. Can control a daughter, a son, can control a job manager, he can control a lawyer in court, he can control a bank record, he can control an embassy. So we're standing by faith to see that you begin to speak things, you take authority over situation, over people, things, and places. And you cause them to change for a positive result. So this is a dimension where most of us live, like prophets of God. You see situations, we are not shaken by this nature of the situation. We're standing by faith. You know, if you watch my test, I got a video from Cameroon, but I've recorded on my phone that someone cannot share all the testimonies. This young girl came to crusade, and who are you? You know, last year, I got a telephone call that a child fainted on the floor and they tried to wake him up. He was sick for long and then fainted and he was in a coma like that. So I think the child was in hospital. So I asked him to put the phone in the child's ear while in a coma. And I started speaking and declaring and I prayed and I left. I don't know who the person, but I know the sister here in Maryland who asked me to pray for the sister in Cameroon. So I went to Cameroon now. I called this girl out. Who are you? Say, I'm the girl you prayed for. I was in a coma and they placed the phone in my ear and I started hearing somebody's voice. So I started hearing you commanding me to come back to life. I my eyes opened. Can you imagine? Eyes opened. So there is no distance in authoritative prayers. Don't be shaken by situation. Stand your ground and speak the words of faith and see the result. So this week, today is Tuesday. So begin to practice these prayers. Begin to control something by the words you speak. Control the outcome of something by faith. You take authority over A, B, C, D, and you pass a judgment So negotiate in the place of prayer and then pass a decree.
Amen.
Negotiate in the place of prayer and do what? Pass a decree. Take authority. So this is not just prayer to go and cry, oh God, no. You're stepping forth. You know, you don't need to say, oh, it's in the name of Jesus. No, he said that it is done. That job is yours. It will not work. Okay? It will not work. Yeah. So that pond will not work. That whatever, it will not work. That party cannot. That place is closed. You know, you see, so if you take decisions, you speak forth by as a child of God. So get the confidence to control results by your authority. Any question tonight?
I'm just feeling in my mind that if you could pray for Cecile.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's happening with her?
She told me that you pray with her on Saturday, I think.
I didn't pray with her. I don't know.
Cecile.
Saturday.
Before the meeting.
No. She signed early, but you know, really. I think I talked with her. Yeah, I prayed with her. I remember that she wasn't feeling very well, something like that.
Yeah.
So is she sick?
Yes, that's why she wasn't able to finish with us on Saturday. She left before the time. She's in serious pain with this situation of Zona.
Okay, so just ask her to call me, okay? Or you can call me after this and make a three-way call, okay?
Okay.
You just pray, so she can be on the line.
Yes.
Is there any question?
Yes, when you were speaking, it came to my mind. I have a situation with one of my boy. He is a 13. He really like basketball, and now the rule has come that they need to get vaccinated. And the dad wanted to book an appointment to vaccinate. Like, he sent an email to me and said, okay, now, because he booked a meeting before in the past, and I said, no, I don't want the children to be vaccinated. So he canceled. Now he came back and sent an email telling me that now Paul, I will tell him that he have no choice to get vaccinated, and that he will tell Paul that about the fact that he need to get vaccinated in order to play his basket, and he will encourage him to get vaccinated, and send me the link, saying that the children from 12 to 17 doesn't need parental, can choose whether they want to get vaccinated or not. We have no say. So I replied that back to him and say, okay, what will you do if I tell you that children from 12 to 13 can decide which house they want to live to? So what will you say if I tell Paul that now that you are 12 and 17, you can choose where to live, and I'll encourage him to come live with me? So I just answered the way that because he was trying to show me that, okay, the Lord, they have to do, because he said, I'll tell and encourage. So now he's not vaccinated, but I told he has been. So when I say that, he didn't reply to the email. When he came back to take the kit on Friday, he called me now, called the boy and tell him, okay, you know that you have to get vaccinated if you want to play, and I will encourage you to get vaccinated. But now the child know that I'm again, he really want to get vaccinated. He has been pleading with me to get vaccinated, but he's waiting. Like, if I say no, like, he will not go. So I'm in the midst of this situation. Now that you have this teaching, I don't know, I wanted to know what to do in the case. But I have a thought, can I just pray that the basketball will not take place? That something happened, that they cancel it. So,
okay.
Just for the sake.
So is it college basketball, or what? Is it college or particular team or college?
No, it's not school. It's something that they Because he wants to be a team. He wants to do it far out to be in the team. So he really like it. Like that is the thing that is really, that is something that is really passionate about.
So there are things you can do. Number one, already here in the US, many students are on strike because the same thing, they are playing basketball and football. Some believing girls, they refuse to take the vaccination. They are on strike. And the law favors them.
Okay.
I mean, they announced news here, the law favors them. So you can quarantine them, they can do their normal COVID tests, they cannot impose. So let's just pray for, I mean, you need to be able to take a decision and speak that, you know, not only your son, some other boys in that school will rise up against the vaccine. And there'll be other options for the people, for the student to play.
Mm-hmm.
With other options. So either you do your tests. So let God speak to you to develop your faith in whatever you want to decree. And believe God that you decree a thing concerning that team and Canada rules and government and the COVID situation, let it be a turnaround to favor your son. Amen.
Amen.
I know it's a very risky, I mean, tricky situation to find yourself. Your son, Martina, I don't love him.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want him to pursue his dream. Mm-hmm. But now, in another way, he knows that you want to prevent him from getting a situation. So let's you go before God and build your faith and speak a word concerning that team, and the rules must change.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
We change the rule of that basketball team, that your son will be favored, and not only him, those who are not vaccinated will still get a place.
Jesus.
Change that rule in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 So understand. So that's how you need to pray and decree. So get that place and pass. So take authority. Don't be shaken. Don't deal with your son, deal with the spirit and deal with the basketball situation, and things will work out to favor him.
Amen.
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 I don't want to pray for you, Ms. Giselle. Okay, let's pray for you. You know, I just admire your faith because you're handling a lot of issues. Admire your faith, and I'm praying for you, interceding for you for the strength to carry you.
Amen.
You need to, you know, I have a secret. Let me give you my secret. I don't think about the problems I have to deal with. I see the solutions that need to manifest. So don't carry a heavy load in your head and you say, I have this problem. You're going to get into crisis. Okay, but see solutions that need to manifest.
Okay.
Amen. And God will do. Can we just pray? Just say the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
I have authority. I take authority.
I create my world.
By the words I speak.
I change the outcome of things by the faith I have.
I decree today. Everything is changing
for good.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
I open some doors.
And I close some doors.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
By my word,
shall be established.
Shall be established.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to see all of you in Las Cruces in 1 month. Somebody's catching the head.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the laws are already favoring us also. The immigration laws are opening, the borders are opening, they're relaxing all those COVID restrictions in Canada. So believe God.
Amen.
Hey, this is El. How?
Yeah.
Okay, God bless. Okay.
Thank you.
Everything, you know, just after me say everything.
Everything
working for my good.
is working for my good.
And as I speak,
and as I speak,
so I create my world.
I create my world.
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you. See you again on Saturday. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll give you a call very soon.
Yes. Okay.